Harper Audio presents Waiting to Be Heard, a memoir by Amanda Knox. This is the author. For My Family. Prologue. December 4th, 2009, Perugia, Italy. I walked into the ancient Perugian courtroom where centuries of verdicts had been handed down, praying that a tradition of justice would give me protection now. I glanced at the large crucifix on the wall, crowning the judge's seat. Blue-capped guards surrounded me, propelling me forward. The room was packed with police officers, lawyers, and journalists, but it was unnervingly quiet. I saw family, my mom, dad, stepmom, stepdad, my sister Deanna, standing over to one side, mouthing, "I love you, I love you." My other sisters were too young to be allowed in the courtroom, but they were waiting for me just on the other side of the double doors. The injustice was finally, almost, over. 4 minutes after midnight, a bell rang once, and the court secretary announced, "La Corte!" The judges, wearing black robes, and the jury, draped with the green, white, and red of the Italian flag, came somberly through the chamber door. They looked stubbornly above and beyond our expected faces as they walked to their places. I was standing between my two Italian lawyers, gripping the hand of the bigger man, the one who had told me again and again over all these months, "Courage, Amanda. We need you to have courage. We will do the rest." I took in a deep breath as the judge lifted the paper and began reading the articles on which I was being tried, quietly, monotonously. Someone behind me wailed, "No!" a second before I heard the judge pronounce colpevole. Guilty. Trembling, I slumped into my...